Yeah, some beer news of the week. Couple of events coming up, too. This is Bill Wills. Mark Bona, Cleveland Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com, joins me. Hi, Mark.
Hey, Bill.
Hey, before we get to a couple things and some ticket info on the annual Beer and Music Fest, Town Hall has had a great success here, and you're telling me this week you found out they're expanding?
Yeah, this is interesting because Town Hall has been very successful in the few years they've been open in Ohio City. They're really one of the anchors over on West 25th, and they're going to be adding a location in Columbus Short North neighborhood. So I'm not real familiar with the neighborhood, but apparently there's a lot of local bars, restaurants, coffee shops. Sounds a little bit like Ohio City.
Right.
Ironically, it's also going to be near the Columbus location of Melt Bar and Grill. Mm. So obviously a local chain here that also features craft beer. And so Town Hall has a lot going on, and they're always obviously really big on their crafts and their non-GMO organic food options. So that news just came out this week. So it'll be interesting to see a little expansion from Town Hall to Columbus.
Always love a positive story about any business tied to Northeast Ohio. That's good for Town Hall. Way to go. All right, a couple events coming up. You can get out and enjoy. Get out here in the wintertime and enjoy a couple things. One benefits a nice charity, of course, the work at Our Lady of the Wayside. Before we get to that, let me ask you about info on Local Brews, Local Grooves, House of Blues, Annual Beer and Music Fest. Tickets go on sale Friday at 10 a.m., and what a lineup they have for me to enjoy, right?
Yeah, if you're a real music lover who loves craft beer, this is really the event for you. And I love this time of year because this is almost like in the past I've kind of likened this time for beer drinkers to NASCAR, because as NASCAR gets ready to kick off their season with the Super Bowl, the beer season is kicking off with a lot of great events. And this is one of them. And the reason why I think it's neat is because a beer fest should really take on its own identity. This one really focuses on music as well as the craft beer. So it really rolls off your tongue. Local Brews, Local Grooves at House of Blues. You've got 17, I think at last count, 17 breweries, mostly local, and about a dozen bands, musicians, DJs, all performing. And it's, you know, it sounds like a lot of fun. I also like the fact that they've got multiple ticket options. So there's a VIP entry ticket. There's also, which allows you earlier access, mm-hmm. a couple general admission packages. And it just sounds like a lot of fun. So as you said, Bill, the tickets go on sale 10 a.m. Friday, January 12th. The fest itself will be Saturday, February 24th, and that's over at House of Blues over in the East 4th Street area.
Good event. Mark Bona, Cleveland Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com with me. Okay, one more event. Want to get a plug in here for that benefits a great partner of ours, Our Lady of the Wayside, 24th annual event for some wonderful food to get out, mingle a bit. It's Cleveland's finest hors d'oeuvres and a contest as well, right?
Yeah, I love this event. I've been to it the past couple of years. Our Lady of the Wayside has two very good events that are fundraisers throughout the year right in Cleveland, and they've been held in Progressive Field. They have Grapes and Ale, which mm-hmm. is really focuses on the wine and some craft beer along with some taste. This one's the other way around. The focus is more on the food. So Cleveland's Finest Hors d'oeuvre Contest will be Thursday, February 22nd. It's in the Terrace Club. If you've never been there, it's a great venue. The stair step design gives you a great view of the field. I love it when even there's a little snow on the field. And the fun thing about this, as you said, it's also a contest. So you're going to taste some very, very well-crafted, well-made hot appetizers and hors d'oeuvres from a variety of really good local restaurants. And the fun part is you can vote on what your favorite is. Now, the last couple of years, Corleone's has done really well. They're the defending champs. They always come up with something really, really creative, and they're going to be back this year. Now, last year, they made a citrus seasoned scallop with mango puree and pomegranate pearls on a shell. Mm. It was delicious. It just melted in your mouth. They're being a little coy this year about what they're bringing, but the folks at the restaurant tell me their executive chef, Marlon Mayorga, is going to come up with something very creative. And this is neat. There's just so many great restaurants and chefs who show up at this. It's a lot of fun. It's a benefit, as we said, for Our Lady of the Wayside. You know, they look after people with developmental disabilities. Over 8 counties as well. It's not just in one small area. So my hat tip goes to them. Really fun event. If you're free and can get out there, this is a a great event. And anyone can email me at mbona@cleveland.com for more information about this or the House of Blues Fest as well.
The event, Cleveland's Finest Hors d'oeuvres Contest, is Thursday, February 22nd. Again, benefits Our Lady of the Wayside, and the ticket availability, too, at the Wayside's website. Mark Bona, Cleveland Plain Dealer, cleveland.com. Great follow, too, on Twitter, mbona30, keeping you posted on a bunch of info when it comes to culture and sports and wine and beer and all. Mark, thanks much.
Thank you, Bill.